Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is the follow-up recording on the Spring Equinox, March 2011, that I'm sharing with both paid and free subscribers. This is also going to be available to both paid and free subscribers. It is more of a personal story. I am also creating additional recordings on the Aries archetype, the spring equinox, and looking at Uranus and Aries over the next 7 years. However, because the spring equinox is so important, it felt significant to me to share this information with everyone, as many people as possible. So do feel free to pass this along to anyone you feel might benefit from hearing this. So again, just to recapping real quickly, this spring equinox is within just a few hours of the exact sun conjunction to Uranus. That happens once each year, but it only happens every so often that the spring equinox and the zero point of Aries, the sun reaching the zero point of Aries, and Uranus reaching the zero point of Aries come together. And I shared that it was 335 years ago that this last happened, and it will be many, many years. It won't happen again in 84 years or in 168 years. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime spring equinox event. And the reason I'm sharing this personal story is that I'm recording this week on March 5th, 2011. Yesterday, March 4th, 2011, was my birthday. It was my 55th birthday. And I reached that birthday having been way out of balance in my personal life, working too much, love my work, but not taking enough time to be out in nature, to be spending time doing the things that I love to do as well as the work that I do, and feeling exhausted to my bones, to just this bone-weary tiredness. And so I, with my beloved Peter, we created a ceremonial day and an intention to energize greater balance, so that there's the balance between work and play, the balance between even though my work is play for me in many ways, that there's more time to be out in nature and doing other things that I love to do, and mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, energizing the intention to be in greater balance in all areas of my life. So we did a ceremonial invocation that morning. Literally, Peter did this beautiful invocation for me. And then we took our time and we went out to this beautiful place in Tucson, Arizona called Sabino Canyon, and went into actually the lower Sabino and then into Bear Canyon and up this trail to Seven Falls. And my vision was, in coming into balance, to hang out by the creek, just doing nothing. So we had this beautiful balance of rest and activity. We did an intense hike in. We laid down on the rocks and enjoyed the beautiful sunshine. And as we arrived to the place that we were going to hang out by the creek and sat down, this butterfly came flying up to me, and it flew right into my third eye. And it sort of startled me. And then it flew off and sat just a couple feet away from me. And it was just resting there on the rock, its wings wide open. And it was there for several minutes. I was amazed and just kept kind of watching it. And then we opened up some oranges, and I had this orange in my hand, and the butterfly came and landed right on it. And for several minutes was there using its little proboscis to find the little juice, orange juice that it could find. And we just kind of talked and communed, and I had this experience of feeling connection to nature in a way that I hadn't felt in a long time. I have a whole other butterfly, it has other significance to me that I could share another time, but I just mainly want to share about this particular experience in the moment. So anyway, what happened was the butterfly flew away. It came back, fluttered around me a few more times, and then it came and landed on my shoulder. And I felt like it was a messenger, and that it was this sort of miraculous thing where I've never had a butterfly do that with me before. And this butterfly wasn't checking out Peter. It wasn't interested in what he was doing. It was just coming and hanging around with me. And so then we spent some time laying on the rock in the sun and enjoying the beautiful day. It was the perfect balance of sunshine and cool breezes and this water gently flowing by, and just so relaxing, rejuvenating, regenerating energy. And then we headed back. And then just the messages of balance that kept coming in, I decided that it would be fun to watch the movie Eat, Pray, Love. Had never seen that, and so we rented it and we watched it, and it's all about balance and finding your personal balance. So I felt like what happened from the setting that intention was that the universe, and then doing it in a ceremonial way and asking for guidance and support around that, the universe was responding and sending me messages that it was acting upon that ceremonial request. With the butterfly, there was also a bee that came and sat on me. So I was looking at the bee energy, because I tend to have too much doing energy, a little bit imbalanced with my doing. So balancing the being and the doing was another message that I got. We also were in Bear Canyon, and I thought about all the bees that I was connecting with, going into Bear Canyon, the bee that landed on me, the butterfly that came to me, the blessings of the butterfly and the bee in Bear Canyon, and the request for finding greater balance in my life, and that my intention for the day was that everything I did was to help to establish a new matrix around the energy of balance, and that this would be the template that I could operate from for the rest of this year and the rest of my life. So I'm offering that, this story, as, and you know, the all of the messages that came and the actions and the things that we did that day that were in that ceremonial intent to help anchor and establish that place of balance within my being and my doing and my way of showing up in the world. So if this is helpful to you, and in, as we approach the spring equinox, and it is on a Sunday, so many of you will have the opportunity to be in a ceremonial space with that energy, you know, to take your day and find ways of finding the balance between your doing and your being, your rest and your activity. As well as the mental, emotional, spiritual balance, the balance between the interaction of the heavens and the earth. And so I offer this as just a way to know that when we set in ceremonial intent and we ask for signs in the world of form to confirm that the universe is responding, and that we are also responding through the actions that we take, and we're getting feedback from the universe, it is a magical thing. It's miraculous. It's inspiring. And I am so delighted that I can share this with you today, because I was in, feeling kind of down as the day started yesterday, and I feel re-energized and rejuvenated in ways that I couldn't have imagined as I started the day and created my ceremonial intent. So I am thrilled that you have been joining me in this process, and that I could share this with you. And I wish everyone a joyful, balanced, pleasurable spring equinox.